Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Vav, and we are in Kut Samach Hei Amabez. Today's shiur dedicated by the Blechner family of Brookline, Massachusetts, in memory of their dear mother and mother-in-law, Crandall Bas Meir, Ilz Goldschmidt on her third yard site, Yudalad Tammuz. She was a true Eishes Chayil who personified the Pasuk in the Haftorah, Asos Mishpat, Vavas Chesed, Vahaste Leches Imalokecha. So we thank the Blechner family for the sponsorship. Okay, Kuf Samach Hei Amud Beis, we are by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kasev Bo Zizin Ma'a. As we continue discussing various details of Shtaros, the Mishnah tells us, what if there is an ambiguous Lashon or an unclear Lashon written in the Mishnah? So Kasev Bo Zuzin Me'a De'inun Silin Esrin. What if the Mishnah says 100 Zuz that are 20 Sela? The problem is that 100 Zuz are 25 Sela, so you don't know what the phrase means, because the numbers do not equal each other. So what is the halacha? How much does the person owe if it is a shtar milveh? Says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, ein lo ela esrin. So you go by the lesser number. You go by 20. Zuzin mea de'inan tzlas and silin. If it's 100, that's 30. Right? So again, instead of 25, ein lo ela mana. So you only get 100. So each time, you go by the lesser amount. Because hamotzi mechaveh or lavaraya. So you get the lesser amount. Kesef zuzin de'inun v'nimchak. If it says a number, zuzin, plural, but then the number is erased, so you don't know how much it is, ein pachos b'shtayim, at least two. It's plural, so you have at least two. Kasef silin, de'inun, v'nimchak, ein pachos b'shtayim. Again, if you have sla'im, but you don't have the number, so it's not less than two. Darkonos, de'inun, v'nimchak, ein pachos b'shtayim. So you have all three. Lashonos, every time it's plural, but there's no number listed, so then it has to be at least two. What if, again, why is that? What if somebody wants to take more? He can't take more. What if somebody is toe-faced more? The Rambam says, lo mafkinan. Because, again, the whole point is based on hamotze vechaver lo varaya, not based on a din. So, therefore, if one would take more, again, illegally, it wouldn't be allowed. But if one would be toe-faced, lo mafkinan. That's the Rambam's lashon all the way at the end of Hilchos Malveh Veloveh. Shtar shekasev bo, some type of lashon that you're not sure. Istira me'amoy. Oshkasa me'amoy istira. Holach achar pachos shebelashonos. Ve'eno nota lele istira achas. You go by the lesser amount. Sheyad balashtar la'olam al hatachtona. Mebidei shehu hamotzi mechavero ve'eno motzi ela bedavar shein bosafik. And that's why he has to prove it, and he only takes two at most. Leficha kol shtar sheyish bo mashma shtei lashonos. Shema kach o shema kach. Eino notel al apachos shebishtehen. V'im tafas be'el yona, ein motzi in miyado. He wasn't supposed to, but if he's toe-faced, we're not motzi ela b'raya brura. We only take it from raya brura, with a raya brura. That goes on Manios explains, based on our Gemara. We only say yad b'al shalat tachtona when he's trying to be motzi mamon. But if he's the machzik, and then the other person's trying to be motzi, then the other person would have his yad al hatachtona. Okay, continues the Gemara. The Mishnah, Kasev Bo Milamala Mana Umilamata Matayim. What happens if there's a discrepancy between the top of the star and the bottom of the star? In the star it says one number, and then towards the bottom it says a different number. It says 100 in the beginning and 200 at the bottom. Milamala Matayim Umilamata Mana. Holach achar hatachton. Everybody, akol holach achar hatachton. You go by the bottom one. That's what you assume has more significance and authority. Im kein lama kosar esel yod. If you always go by the lower amount, so why is the upper amount? Why is that amount even written in the shtar? Shem timachi goes achas ben hatachton yod maimena elyon. That if there's some type of erasure in the bottom line, so then you can learn it from the top line exactly which letter, which sum was missing. So that is the Mishnah. The two points. First, it says you learn from the tachton. Is that mamish the tachton? Right. We learned a couple of days ago that you don't learn anything new from the shita achrona, because you just sum up on the shita achrona, because the eidim can't be so medactic as to sign their names very, very close to the content of the shtar, so you have to leave a little space, and you're nervous that things might get stuck in there, forgery. So that's what the Rashbam says here. You're right. The Rashbam says it doesn't mean from mamish the last line. Holach achra tachton, says the Rashbam, fourth white line, ela shelo yeh kasuv b'shita achrona. Doesn't mean literally the bottom line, just means not the bottom line. The Ritva argues, the Ritva says, no, it could even be the bottom line. In this case, as long as it is lechovato, as long as There's no worry about forgery because he wrote something that is against, is not for his good, right? Lechova, says the Ritva. V'kol ma'ashe sh'aninu sh'lameidim ben atachton, im hu lechovato, kemo sh'kasov lamata, mana v'chayotzi bo, lameidim afilu mishita achrona. Aval, im hu lizchuto, ein lameidim mishita achrona. But obviously, lizchuto, he's basically agreeing with the Rashbam partially, meaning you can't learn from the shita achrona if there is a chshash of forgery. But if it is not forgery, it's lechovato, then one would be able to learn from there. Number one. Number two, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses a case where there is a discrepancy on a check. Sheela, Reuven is barach, Hashem is barach b'nechasim. Reuven is a rich guy. Haya etzlo ani ubikesh truma lachnasas kala. So Reuven gave a check for a donation. Natan lo amcha, basafrus kasuv, and there was a difference between the numbers and the words. On the numbers it says 300, but on the words it says 3,000. Right? How many shekel? 300, but then in the words it says 3,000. And the ani hechnes avcha lebank. He brought the check to the bank, and the bank doesn't know what to do. Right, the bank doesn't know him hit kashru leRuvain, and they ask Reuven. Right, it happens sometimes if there's a check that has an issue. So the person who wrote the check gets a phone call from the bank. Signature is not perfect. This, so they ask him. They said there's a stira between the numbers. They said it says 300 in the words, and it says 3,000 in the words. And Reuven does not remember what he had in mind. He says I have no recollection. He's okay. I got to ask the rabbi. I don't know what to do. I gave stock. I don't know how much stock I gave. So what do you do? So says the Chashuk Yechemin. Well, our Mishnah, looking by Abbas or Kuf Samachay, you always go after the Tachton. So what's the Tachton here? You usually write the number. Write the words afterwards. Right? What do you? How do you understand this? So he says. Well, the Rashbam says the Yad Baal Shal is on the Tachtona. So here too, maybe Yad Ha'ani ala Tachtona. There's no real tachton here. Or do you say no? Or it's probably, in this case, he's going to say, you give 3,000. Two reasons. Number one, miskabel aladash, sheta'a vehishmit efes, mea safrut, mea sher lomar, sheta'a vekas of shloshes alafim, shim osios shkuyos. Mistama, a person forgot to write a zero. Right? To write different words than he meant. Mistama, that's what the words have more authority in terms of umdin, in terms of what people meant. Hein bazesh, b'makom meos, kasav osios acheros lagamre. Veim alafim, you wrote 1,000 instead of 100. Vegam hosif, tough. Ubmakom lichtov shalosh, kasav shloshes. So number one, bashas, the words have more authority just in terms of how people usually write a check. And then the second point is our Mishnah. Hakol olach achar tachton. Shana oshim shechazer b'mimasha kasev lamala. V'imkein ulai gam be'inyanenu. Im baha hamchaot noeg lichtov tchila esa safrut. If he usually writes the numbers first in a check, so then maybe go after the achron. V'itachet shechazer esa safrut. U'be'emsa kivala nashim l'sicha. V'osav kasev k'shechazer chazer shalosh alafim. Yes, you don't know. Maybe there was some kind of confusion. Idoi l'maisa, l'gabit staka, l'gabit neder, yesh l'hachmir. And he says the person who wrote the check should give the larger amount for a couple of reasons. That's an interesting case regarding halach achar ha tachto. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanon. Bach takes out the first word, Amar. Kesef, ein pachos bidinar kesef. It says kesef, that it can't be any less than one dinar of kesef. Kesef dinarin, v'dinarin kesef, one of those lashonos, ein pachos, mishne dinarin kesef, right, if it's dinarin kesef, coins of silver. Kesef bidinarin, if that's what the shtar says. Kesef in dinar, or with dinar, ein pachos mi b'shnei dinarim zahav kesef. You assume it means 2 gold dinar worth of silver. That's what the kesef bidinarim. Kesef, right, they pick kesef, but bidinarim, right, that we assume that maybe that means 2 gold dinar worth of silver. We'll see the Gemara is going to ask why you assume that. Omar mar, kesef ein pachos mi dinar kesef, says the Gravim and Aska, maybe it doesn't mean a coin. Maybe it means a piece of silver. Who says it means a dinar kesef? Maybe it just means naska, a piece of silver. Answer, Amar Belazar, tekasa be'matbeya. No, it says coin, so it's got to be a coin. Ve'ema priti, maybe it means a tiny little coin, right? Prutos, Amar papa ba'asra, delosagi priti tekaspa. place where they don't use such small currency. They don't use small pritim of silver, and therefore we don't assume that that is a possibility. So that's why the minimum is dinar. Tanur Rabbanon, similar to what we just said, the brisa, the previous brisa was about silver, this one's about gold. Tanur Rabbanon, dahav ein pachos bidinar dahav. Right, dahav, which is zahav, right? You don't no less than a dinar of zahav. Dahav dinarin v'dinarin dahav ein pachos b'shtei dinarim dahav, at least 2 dinar of gold. Dahav bidinarin, right? The opposite of up above. Before it was kesef bidinarin. This is dahav bidinarin. So it's the opposite. Ein pachos mi b'shtei dinarim kesef zahav. 2 silver dinar worth of gold. Beforehand we had 2 gold worth of silver. This is 2 silver worth of gold. That is the understanding of the language. Amar mar, so dav ein pachos midir dav. Same kind of shakla vataria. Eman ascha. How do you know dahav means a coin of gold? Maybe it means a piece of gold, actual gold. Amar belazar, the kasa matbeya. It says matbeya, it says a coin, and therefore that's how you know it has to be a coin. Ema priti, maybe it means small prutos. So you might say, what was the previous one in the brisa? Oh, people don't, it's a place where people don't use that. Can't answer that here because people, it's gold, and therefore it would be able to be used. Says the Gemara, priti didava lo avdi itchi. Such tiny coins of gold people don't make. Not that it wouldn't be usable, but people don't make that. That's not minted, and therefore one doesn't have to worry that that's what it means. Zav bidinarin, eit pachos mi b'shtei dinarim kesef zahav. When it's zahav bidinarim, so then we assume it's 2 silver dinar worth of gold. 2 silver dinar worth of gold. Says the Gemara, ve'ema dava pricha betrei dinare dava kamar. Maybe he means little gold fragments that are 2 dinar worth of gold. How do you know it means silver? Why would you have to be 2 gold dinar worth of silver? Amar Abaya, Yad Bala Sharla Tachtona. You don't know. You're right. But you go by the lesser one. If it's a choice of little fragments of gold versus little coins of silver, so then you use the silver. Silver is worth less. And that's why you say Yad Bala Shtar Al HaTachtona. Ask the Gemara, then why don't you say that in the Reisha too? In the Reisha, where you have the case of the first Lashon of Kesef, a kesef bidinarin, which we said 2 gold dinar worth of silver. So why do you say that's also silver? The Bach changes in the, on the side. The Mizrach Tzach changes this whole girsa to 2 4 words. I hachi reisha nami. Right, he takes out the next couple of lines. But I hachi reisha nami, meaning even in the first brisa. In the first half of the brisa, you should always say the lesser amount. You should always say, maybe it means silver. Right, why don't you say that? Right? You should always say Yad Bala Shtarla Tachtona if that is the Svara. So Amar Ravashi, Reisha Dekasav Dinri, Seifa Dekasav Dinarin. There's a difference between Dinri and Dinarin. Dinarin always means silver. Dinri means gold. Why? Explains the Meiri. Dinri is Dinri Zahav. Dinarin are what everybody uses. That's much more common, and that's silver. But if it's dinari, so we assume maybe it means he meant to write dinrei zahav. He just left out the zahav, and therefore that's what we can assume. That's what he meant. That's the Meiri's lashon of dinri versus dinarin. Says the vizel sha'amar bedinrin zahav o zav dinarin. Shehein shnei dinar zav dafka kshomer dinrin. He talks about the chirik and the tzerei. Here's the upside of the lashon. The yesh garsin belashon zav dinri below nun shehu roy nismach vaday hu somcho lizahav dinri. He was going to put that word next to zav. Shebitok shein adam ragil bo kolkach adam poreit bo. You get that's what you use. Upo vaomer dinri zav avkshesh bo nun hu niskar bistam. The adam achavein bo al shel kesef shein adam sarach bo prat. You don't have to need to change. Okay, so that's the difference between dinri. Dinrin always means silver, but dinri means gold, and that's why the second Raisa talks about gold. Fine. Says the Gemara Minat Timra, the shiny, mean dinri le dinarin. How do I know there's a difference between those 2 lashonos? Where else? The Miri just explained why, but how do I know? So, explains the Gemara based on the following Raisa. And in this Raisa, that is about a totally different context, but you have the lashon there of dinri and dinarin. So here we go. Titania says the Brisa is it really a Mishnah? Ditznan, as we change it, a Mishnah in Maseches Krisus Ha'isha Shahayu Alas Safik Chamesh Ledos Safik Chamesh Zivos. A woman has safik chiyuv karbanos. What's the case? She gave birth five times. Each time she's not sure whether she had a baby or not halachically. It was a miscarriage. She wasn't sure if it was late enough to be considered a leida or not. If it was a leida, she's chayiv karbanos. If it wasn't a leida, she's not chayiv karbanos. Right? No, a woman is chayiv instead of karbanos every time she has a baby. So she has a safik. So maybe she owes zero. Maybe she owes five. Doesn't know. Or safik habezivos. She's not sure whether she had a re'iya of something. She wasn't sure if she was a nida or a zava. A nida is natural. A nida is not considered a choli in terms of halacha. Therefore, a nida doesn't get a karban. So the Ramban explains it. We'll see that by Hashem in a minute. But a zava, as we know, a zava gedola is chayeves karbanos. So a woman also, she has a re'iya. She doesn't remember what day it was. And therefore, she has a suffix. So suffix chamei sleita, suffix chamei zivos. What's the halacha? Mavia carbon echad. She brings one carbon. No carbonus. She can't just get away with no carbonus. Why? Because she can't go into the base of Migdash. She can't eat kachem without bringing some type of carbon. Right? She's mechusrei kapara. The four mechusrei kapara, the Mishnah says, increases. Zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora. The four mechusrei kapara. So she has to bring something. But the halacha is, because it's a suffix, she only has to bring one. Mevia carbon echad, viocheles bizvachim. And after she brings one, then she can eat carbonas. The ein hashar aleha chova, and she does not have to bring any more. The others, she's not obligated in, because she is a safek, and therefore she doesn't have to bring them. The Rashbam sounds like it is usur for her to bring them. Not just she does not have to bring them. Why? Because it's a suffig iser chulin ba'azara. Right? If she does not owe the carbon, she can't just bring it voluntarily and say, this is my, maybe just in case. What do you mean just in case? If it's not a carbon, then it's iser chulin ba'azara. So the Rashbam says that, that's what even though the Gemara's lashon is, ve'ein shar chova va'asur, to bring them. Says the Rashbam. Let's read the Rashbam's first couple of wide lines. Important Lashonos. Ve'en ashar aleha chova shebekoshi etiru. Lavichadas ha'ofal ha'safek. With difficulty, we were matir, the Torah is matir, to bring a chatas ha'of ala safik, not now, k'de latara mi safik to basa, mi shubti ahi chatas azla l'kvura. V'kiva to be tara of a carbon echad, since one is enough to make her tahora, in order to go into the base of Migdash, in order to get a carbon, dumya, look at this comparison, the Rashbam tells us, dumya de'isha, tmeya, de mechayev ha'chamesh tfilos, ubatila achas mitahares. If a woman became tmeya five times, one mikvah solves her problem. One mikvah, one tevila is ready to mitaher her. She doesn't have to go into the mikvah five times. If she is a zava and a mitzora and all different types of tmeya mace, right, at the end of the process, she could go in once, and that could be good. So too, by the karbanos. The tara, part of the karbanos, right, that, one is enough. Sulo maisi chatos misafik lahavio lebeis apsol. She can't bring another one. She can't bring another one. That is the Rashbam, and that's what it sounds like from the other Rishonim as well. So far, we didn't get to what are the point of bringing the price is, but we're going to mention a couple of points on this first line of the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah says, if a woman is safik chayeves in karbanos, leida ziva, so she brings one in order to allow her, to matter her, to be mutter in kachim, and the rest she does not have to bring, and maybe she's not even allowed to bring. There's a lot to talk about in terms of zava and nida and the others, just a couple of points. First, the Ramban of the Torah, as I just mentioned, mentions why is it that a nida, which is a natural state of a woman each month, is different than a zava, and a nida does not have to bring a karbon while a zava does. So the Ramban explains that the karbonas are brought for sicknesses. These karbanos are, and we sue, maybe choli aguf is a reflection of choli anefesh. Says the Ramban at the end of Parshas Mitzora, v'tam tumas hazov ba'ish mipnei hayoso choli kaved min acholo imanid bakim. Ziva of a man is some type of illness. V'tzara karban laseis hodal l'Hashem sheripa oso v'tziaro. When he has to bring a karban in order to thank Hashem who healed him. V'tzarech chatos l'chaper al cheto, and one of them is a chatos too, because we assume a ziva might not have been fully an ones. Shelo yigrom lo od choli. V'tam tum shechvazera, he continues, but then the Ramban says, v'od azkir benida ikarim, hekel akasiv bizov, ha'isha be'es nidasa, v'lo chayev bakarban, v'avur shehi betiv'a, v'lo nisrapes mecholi. Nida is not considered a choli, which a woman, when she gets healed from, she has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for taking away this illness. No, this is something that a woman dreams of about, right? It leads to a pregnancy. V'time oso, shiva is shiva, yamin b'chatira yomechad, or call shiva, that is nida. Aval hanashim b'tiv'on, lo tia bohen yoser, Mishiva zulasi bios b'ed shefa yoser mi b'choli. Avaki azuv zov dama yamim rabim below eis ayadu ala oshetosef alo eis v'yazuv zov damim yamim rabim achar shiva heim hinehu choli kezov ha'ish. V'hitzrach osav karbon v'hitzrach pusa kedin hazov. As the Ramban says here, which is the shita of Rov Rishonim, that when a woman is nida in the 7 days, that is when she first has her first nidus, when she becomes of age. And then in time after that, 7-11, during the 11 days, benida lenida, that's when she could become a zava. And the Ramban says that once she becomes a zava, she does not become a nida again until she counts shiva nikiyim and she brings her karbanas v'chulu. That is what Rov Rishonim say. That is against the Rambam. We discussed that a long time ago, when the last time this came up. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurei Bia that a woman is kavua 7-11 her entire life. 7 days, 11 days, 7 days, 11 days. Even if she does not count shiva nikiyim yet after her yimei ziva, the Rambam says it doesn't matter. The days stay kavua. And that the Magen Mishnah points out, that Rov Rishonim argue with. Says the Rambam, kol yimei ha'isha, miyom sheyikva lavesed, ad shetamus, o ad sheyaker, haveses, liyom acher, tispar la'olam, shiva. Mitchilas yom aveses ve'achareyem acharasar shiva ve'achareyem acharasar v'tizar b'minyan kedei sheteida ba'eish shetira dam im b'yimei nida raz o b'yimei ziva shekol yomei ha'shalisha kachin shiva yimei hanida ve'achad asar yimei ziva elam kein efsika haleida. Okay, birth stops it. But ziva does not stop it. That's the Rambam Shita, and generally we don't assume that way. Magen Mishnah here quotes the other Rishonim. We assume, like the Ramban and others, that once a woman becomes a zava, then she has to count shiva nikiyim, and she does not become a nida again until that process is finished. We know that bizman hazeh, zava and nida don't make a difference anyway, because of the chumrah of Rabbi Zeira, nida samach vav, that the chumrah of Rabbi Zeira, the chumrah of Benos Yisrael, that even a woman that sees a tibas damka chardal is yosheves aleha shiva nikiyim, that we have the Chumrah de Rabbi Zeira. The Meshech Chachma points out in Parshas in Shmos that Behera Yibana Beis Hamigdash, the dinim of Zava and Nida are going to go back to what they were. Right, nowadays we're Machmir because it's confusing and we don't know. But says the Meshech Chachma in Shmos here in Perek. Whereas the Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Beis Pasik Chav Beis says the Magen says the Meshech Chachma. Dugma ha'alacha psuka de Rabbi Zeira, Shabbos Yisrael achmir al atzman. Ubizvan ha'migdash al karcha she'ibatel. It has to be that it's going to go back. Why? Hilchas karbanos. Di'ilavachi lo teida isha masai lahavi karban ziva. Right, a woman brings a karban, as we just explained, when she's a zava, and not when she's a nida, so she has to know. Bizvan ha'zeh, it doesn't make a difference. Right, so it's all tumeh v'tara, and it's all isur labayla. So when we're more machmer, but at days when there is a karbanis ramification, so then that would make a big difference. And it's related to the Rambam. There is an important Rambam, which should probably be more famous, but we'll mention it. The Rambam says in Hilchas Lulav, when he quotes all the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 takanos zechel mikdash, quoted in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah, says the Rambam in Zayin Tezvav, Mishachara Beis Hamikdash is kiddush yelulav nita b'kol makom kol shivas yemei achag zechel mikdash. Right, we know lulav is taken 7 days bizman hazeh. Right, Meher Bud says the Rambam. V'chol yom yom avarich alav shekhar shadav b'zav zivanu an atilas lulav. Good. V'takanazu. Im kol hatakanos shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this takana of taking a lulav for 7 days, even though on a Torah level we only shake a lulav 1 day outside the Beis Hamikdash, l'kachtam lachem b'yom harishon, right? But bizman hazeh we do it 7 days. This takana with all the other takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, mishachar Beis Hamikdash, kisheyibane Beis Hamikdash, yachzru hadvarim liyoshnan. Right? It's a davar pashat, so to speak, because it's Zechel Amigdash, the Takanas of Zechel Amigdash. But it's interesting, the Rambam says it explicitly, that when we have a Beis Amigdash, all these Takanos are going to be null and void, and we will go back to what it was, Bizman Bizman HaMikdash. That is what the Rambam says, and this that's based also, the Rambam says that by Chumra Rabbi Zeira, which we have in our Gemara related to Zava and Nida. One final point, and then we will continue, and that is, again, an important language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that we know that the Mechusrei Kapara, as I just mentioned before, the Mishnah Meseches Krisus, are called the four Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. And the Rambam also counts separate mitzvos when it comes to a Zav, the Karbanos of a Zav, the Karbanos of a Zava, but by a Mitzora, he does not count separate mitzvos. On a Mitzora and a Mitzoraas, a male and a female. So the Rambam explains himself, why is it that I count mitzvos, Zav and Zava, I count separately, but when it comes to Mitzora and a Mitzoras, I don't count separately. Says the Rambam, let me find it, it is in Sefer HaMitzvos, Asei Ayin He. Says the Rambam, that is the mitzvah of Karbanis Zava. Says the Rambam, V'yal makshe, v'ulay makshe yakshe alai. Maybe you might ask. V'yomar, achar shekarban azav, hu kekarban azava, lama lo timne min hakarban. Why do I count karbanos of zava and zava separately? Yischayebo, kol mishin yischayebo. I don't know, just count one. Just like karban chatas. I count one mitzvah of karban chatas. All the people that are chayev karban chatas, it's one mitzvah. Or karban asham vadai, karban asham talui, karban olav yorei. They're all counted separate mitzvahs, but all the people that are chayev karban chatas are included in that mitzvah. I don't count that separately. So here, by a zav and a zava, roi lecha shelo tachash l'ribo ha'ishim she yischayev kol echad mehem karban ha'of. So yada makshehu. So says the Rambam. Let me explain. Shekarban zav is zava eino al chataim. As we've just explained, it's not sins here, it's more of tumah. Hu karban shechova la'asos hu al inyan min ho'inyanim. Zava, when she goes through a certain experience, she's chayev as a karban. A zav also. The halachas of zav and zava are different. V'ilu hayu inyanei azivas ba'anashim v'anashim davar echad, if they were equal to become a zav or become a zava, az roilam nosam echad. Aval eino inyan kein. Aval, as we know, for a woman to become a zava and a man to become a zav, there's differences in terms of how the tumah applies, without getting into the details. The Rambam doesn't either. And therefore, that's why I have to count them separately. Zav just means flowing, but zav and zava are very different. Unlike Mitzora and Mitzaras, which have the same halachas of becoming a Mitzora and a Mitzaras. Vein din Zav Zava din Mitzora Mitzaras. And what's the Raya Brura? The Mishnah I just quoted, beginning of the second parak of Maseches Krisus, Davches Amid Beis, Arba Mechusrei Kapara. That's the name of the parak. Arba Mechusrei Kapara. Ve'elu Hein. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Chazal do not say Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora, Mitzoraas. Right? Even in the Chazal, they put the male and the female together by Mitzora, but they separate Zav and Zava. So the Rambam says, I'm basing it off the Chazal, Kizivas Ha'ish, Zulas, Zivas Ha'isha, but Mitzora and Mitzoraas are all one. That's an important important Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah, Ayin, Hey, where the Rambam discusses that chilek. Okay, back to our Brisa, back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah here, which again, we didn't get to the point why we quoted this yet. So, which, again, this Brisa is quoted because we're going to see the difference between Dinri and Dinarin. But now we continue the Mishnah. So a woman who's Chayeves, five, possibly five, suffix ledos, suffix zivos, she brings one carbon and no more, she doesn't have to bring the other ones. But, continues, chamesh ledos vada'os, chamesh zivos vada'os. What if she is chayeves? For sure, she owes five. Right, mehiri banabes ha-migdash, right, if a woman bizmanazeh, let's say a woman bizmanazeh zocha to have seven children, when the base of migdash should be built today, when it's built, the woman owes the carbonos. She owes seven sets of carbonos. Right, a woman has to keep track of how many kids she had. So if she has five ledos for sure, or five zivos for sure, so then what does she have to bring? Mevia carbon echad v'ochelos bizvachim. So as we said before, in order to eat carbonos, so then she only has to bring one, because that's like the mikvah, the Rashbam said before. And she can eat carbonos already, but v'hashar alechova, she owes the other ones. She owes carbonos, right? She owes another four carbonos, v'hashar aleha, four sets of Karbanos. Says that there's an important Rashbam, but first we'll continue. Maisa v'amdu kidim Yerushalayim. Here's the line that we've supported for us. Bidin rizav. There was a time in Yerushalayim that kinim, a set of birds, were very expensive. Din Rizav, and the women were having difficulty because it cost so much money. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hamaon Azeh, based on this house, it's a lashon of Shvua. Im Alin Halayla, Achayu Bidinarin. There's our Rai already. Dinri was gold coins, and now Dinrin, he wants it lower, he wants it cheaper. He says, I swear, by tonight, it's going to be cheaper. By tonight, birds are going to be worth, cost less. What'd he do? Nichas la Bezdin, really made, and he went into Bezdin and made a psak. A woman who owes five sets of karbanos, may be a karban echad, vocheles bizvachin, ve ein shara lechova. And she does not owe the other ones. All of a sudden, demand went shot all the way down. Right? All the women that owed five, all of a sudden only owe one. So, we know supply and demand. Demand shoots down, so price goes down. Price goes down. And what happened? Va'amdu kinim bo bayom berivatayim. And that day, kinim were only worth a quarter of a silver dinar, which is 1/100th of the original price. But he got by saying that they didn't have to bring their karbanos, so that is how Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel made it easier for the women and pushed the price down. Good. A couple of important points. First of all, what exactly happened here? So Rashi in Maseches Krisis, where this is quoted, quotes, this was a horasha. Really, the woman owes the karbanos. But, Yesh Kop Yad Chachamim Lakar Dover Ben HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh, the Chachamim can knock out Shofar, the Chachamim can knock out Mitzvahs Aseh B'Shev Al Taseh. See here too, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel knocked it out B'Shev Al Taseh. That's Rashi increases. It was a Horas, a Horasha. Okay, the Rashbam though has another important line here. The Rashbam says, the rest, let's say in the Meikar Adin, right, when she owes five, then she brings one, and the rest are chova. How could a woman have owe five karbanos for children? So, pashtus is, she lives outside of Yerushalayim, and maybe she hasn't been there in a couple of years, and she had a couple of kids. The Rashbam just notes on the fifth wide line, ukigon sheyolda achar milos. Meaning, as we know, this is based on the Mishnayos there, a woman has to have had the baby after the 80 days, if she had a girl, or 40 days, if she had a boy. Right? If a woman has a miscarriage, of a very mature miscarriage, so to speak, at the end of the 80 days, before her malos, before her yemei tahara are done, as we know, 14 days and 66 days after a woman has a girl, if it's within those 80 days, so then there's no chiv of a karbanos leida. At that time, really, it's only after the malos, as the Rashbam points out. Meaning, there's already a chiyuv, let's say after day 80 and day 81, there's already a chiyuv for a woman to bring a karbanos for the first baby. So now if she has another baby, so then she has to bring a new set of karbanos because there's already the prior chiyuv already existed. Just based on this, if you remember, there is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's quoted in the beginning of Psachim. That's where it comes up in a popular way that the many focus on it, learn it there. And that is, what if she has a leida on a Leil Pei Aleph? Leil Pei Aleph. If she has a leida, which is mechayeves, her a karban. Again, it's pretty unusual. She has, after 14 days, she becomes pregnant again, and then she has a fetus that's big enough and mature enough to be a leida. Okay, either way, lamaisa, whether it actually happened or not is a question. But let's see, conceptually, theoretically, if she has a baby, another baby on day 80, she's not chayeves a set of new karbanas, because she's still within the first malos. If she has a baby on day 81, so then she's chayeves a new set of karbanas, because the morning of day 81, she's already chayeves to bring her karbanos from the first child. Now, day 81, there's going to be a new chiyuv. What if she has a baby on the night of the 81st? That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's the quote at the beginning of Psachim, Dav Gimel, Amad Aleph, all the way on top. Hamapeles ar, but it's increases. It's also a Mishnah in Idios. Hamapeles ar l'shmona ve'echad. What if she has a baby Leil 81? Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says she's pater from a karban because it's as if she had the baby the day earlier. Why? She's not chayiv in her new set of karbanos yet, right? It's not day 81 yet. The chiyuv didn't kick in, and therefore she only brings karbanos by day. That's why she's not chayiv as a new set of karbanos. And Beis Hillel says she is. Wow. Why is she chayiv a new set of karbanos?
Says Beis Hillel, well, it is day 81. It just so happens to be nighttime. But in the morning, tomorrow morning, day 81, she's going to be chayeves to bring her karbanis. But it's already day 81, says Beis Hillel. And therefore, it's as if it's the new era, and that is why if she has a miscarriage tonight, lel pei aleph, she has to bring a new set of karbanis. This is an example of a topic that we've liked to talk about in the past, and that is it ever possible to have the status of a chefza shel mitzvah before you can actually fulfill the mitzvah? Could you have the status of a mitzvah before you can actually fulfill the mitzvah? So we've quoted this, Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel or so, Lama Dal, Lama Gimel, Rashi in Sukkah, there, says, explains the Gemara. Rashi's explaining the Gemara. The Gemara there, if you remember, talks about a hadas. A hadas has to have more leaves than berries. More leaves than berries. And also it says that it can't be cut off on top. Can't be cut off. If a hadas is cut off on top, so then it's pasul. What happens if the hadas was cut off on top, and then it grows a berry on yontif? Grows a berry on top on yontif, somehow. Grows a berry. So then, if it grew a berry before yontif, so then it becomes kosher, because it's not called nektam rosho anymore. But if you grew a berry on yontif, it's what we call dichui. It's already nidche. When yontif started, it's already nidche, and therefore, even if it grows a berry on yontif, so it's already nifsal. So, but what does the Gemara say? What's the key moment for the berry to grow? Seems like from the Gemara, and Rashi explains it beferish, when Yontif starts. When Yontif starts, the night of Yontif. Wait a minute. You can't shake a lulav at night. So why should that be the crucial moment? The crucial moment should be the morning of the first day of Sukkot. Explain the Achronim? No. The status of a lulav could start when Yontif starts, even though you can't actually shake the lulav until the next morning. You could have a chefza shel mitzvah before you could have the actual the time of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And this applies, there's a bir halacha that quotes this Rashi, Nilchos Rosh Hashanah, but there are other examples as well. It's the Mishnah beginning of Zvachim. This we've quoted. Mishnah Zvachim, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses, as we know, the first Mishnah Zvachim says that karbanos that are brought shelo lishma, right, l'shem, a different karban, are kosher, but they just don't count to fulfill the chiyuv of their bialim. With two exceptions. Two exceptions, chatas and pesach. Those two, if they're brought shelo lishma, they're pasul. It's not kosher and it didn't count the bialim shem chova, they're pasul. If I bring a chatas and I think ola, that's a pasul karban. If I bring a karban pesach, bismano, dafka, the Mishnah says. If I bring a karban pesach in the time, when's the time of the karban pesach? Erev pesach afternoon. If I bring a karban pesach shelo lishma, it's pasul. Asks the Mishnah has a machlokas, what if it's in the morning? Karban Pesach Shelo Lishma in the morning of Erev Pesach, before you can actually bring it. Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah in Zvachim Yud Aleph Amabes. Rabbi Yeshua says, it's kosher. Ben Beseira says it's pasul. Ben Beseira? What do you mean it's pasul? This is as if you brought a Karban Pesach, right? Shelo Bismano. Answers Ben Beseira, no. Because even though you can't bring the Karban Pesach yet, till Bein Arbayim, it has the status of Karban Pesach in the morning. Sometimes you can have the status of a Chefza Shel Mitzvah even before you can actually do the Mitzvah. And one of the most fascinating applications of this is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph, discusses a Katan Kohen. If you have a Katan Kohen, day five of the Katan Kohen's life, are you allowed to smear him with Truma oil? Is he an RL? He doesn't have a bris milah yet. An RL cannot eat or use banana from Truma. So the Gemara there in the Bavli has a suffix, Yevamos Ayin Aleph, right? Katan, right? Toch, an RL before 8 days. Ma'ola suchu b'shemen shel Truma. Right? That is an unanswered question in the Bavli. If you look in the Yerushalmi sumas mutter. He's not an RL yet. On day five, he's not an RL because he doesn't have a chiyuv of bris milah yet until day 8. So he's not called an RL, and therefore, you're allowed to smear a baby 5 days old with shemen shel truma. But the Yushalmi has a suffek, an amazing suffek. What about Lel Shmona? On day 8, he's already an RL before he gets a bris milah. On day 5, he's not an RL. There's no chiyuv yet. What about Lel Shmona? It's the 8th night. But you can't do bris milah except by yom. So that's a suffix. What's that suffix about? So maybe that suffix is about whether the status of RL starts the night before or not. He's not an RL on day 7. He is an RL on day 8. What about the night of the 8th? Well, you can't do bris milah yet, but the chiyuv of bris milah is on day 8. Maybe that's the suffix of the Yerushalmi, whether you can't smear him with shuma oil. And maybe, from a halachic perspective, that's where all the minhagim came from of vachnacht, or saying kriyashma, the night before a bris, because now he has the status of an orel, maybe, but he can't get brisbilia until the next day, so now he needs shmira. And therefore, that's where maybe that minhag started. Again, there's a lot more there regarding brisbila, regarding shita verbeinu tam, what's the status of an orel, mesu echamach masbila. There's a lot of other examples of that, but we'll see if at the end this time we go through more of those examples. Just one final point here, and then we'll continue, and that is the Arach Laner. There's an Arach Laner in Croesus that discusses, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel getting so excited about? He says, I'm not going to sleep today until the price is down. Why Dafka? It's like that day. It was such a rush. And what, all of a sudden price went up? Right? Well, what exactly was the case? And there was such a shas atchak that the women had to eat the karbanos. What exactly was going on there? Says the Arach Laner, what he thinks it is that, why did these women, why were they chayav all these karbanos? It must be they lived outside of Yerushalayim. They came for Yontif. Right? When most of the karbanos were brought, they came for Yontif, and they're going to bring all their karbanos. So if a woman has to bring 5 karbanos now, and now the price is very high, and she's going to have to bring all of their karbanos, she doesn't have enough money for all the sets of karbanos. So it could be she's not going to bring any, and then she's going to have to eat the karbanos of the chag that night, or the next day. That's the issue, says the Arach Laner. After he asks a couple of questions, I'll just read the answer. Says the Arach Laner, the Yesh Lomar Damaisa Kachoya, the Efshar Mipnei Ra'ash HaMilchama Shehaya Lefamim Bimei Bayesheni B'Yerushalayim Lo Alu Harbe Nashim L'Regel Eiz Hashanim, because of his Pikuach Nefesh, whatever was going on in the, it was Sakana's Drachim, they didn't come to be all the regel always during Bayesheni. The Ira Shekshalu Samach L'Regel Hayabuen Harbe Shaya Chayavos Kine Ledos Vizivos Merubim Vikulam atzu liknos kol mashaya chayavos kedei lecho biyantif shalme chagiga v'simcha. They wanted to eat their karmanis on yantif. Umitok shaya samach l'regel v'lo yachlu od lahavi mimakom acher nisyakru. That's why price went up so much, because they all came. It was finally a safe time, and all these women came, and that's why the price was so high. V'ayidei kein ha'anios lo yachlu liknos. And the poor women couldn't even buy one set of karbanas, and they weren't going to be able to eat the karbanas on Yantif, or they would be tamei. V'nisyari Reb Shimon Gamliel Shema Afal Pikein Yochlu B'Yantif Kachim B'Tumas Mechusar Kippurim V'Lachein. That's why he swore Lo Alan Halayla today. It's Erev Yantif. I do it today. There's the day before. That's why he went to Bezdin, that one is enough for Achilas Kachim, and the rest could be Aleha Lechova, or not even Aleha Lechova, but those she could bring afterwards on Chalamoed for much cheaper. But it was Dafka that they needed, because he wanted them to be able to eat Karbanis Betara on Yantif, and for nobody to have the Yetzahara, not the inability to buy the Karbanis and to bring the Karbanis. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara on the top of the Amud base. Kasav milamala v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, if somebody's written milamala, somebody's written milamata, then you always go by the lamata. You always go by what's written on the tachton. Tan rabbanon yil mara tachton min ha'elyon ba'os achas avalo b'shte osios. You can learn the tachton from the elyon with os achas if there's one letter off, but if there's two letters off, then it's more difficult. Kagon. Chanan, it says Chanan in one place, and then another place says Mi Chanani. You're missing the Yud. So maybe the Yud got rubbed out. Va'anan Me Anani, or the Yud, again. So the Gemara says, Maishta Sheos Yostolo, why do we say that if there is a two-letter discrepancy, then you're not allowed to learn that? Why? Dilma Misrami Shame Ben Arba Osios Vahavile Palge Deshma. Maybe it's a new name. If you're two letters off, maybe it's a new name, and maybe it's not the same person. And therefore, you're worried that this could be a problem, right? The Rashbam explains that a sofer would never leave out half of a name. So if it goes down two letters, it must be a new name, right, at the with the bottom name. So, Ihach Yosach Hazami, what do you mean? One letter, two, you have that Ishash. Dilma Misrami Shem Ben Shtei Osios Fahavile Palga Deshma. What if you have a two-letter name and then it's one letter, so then you're going to tell me two is always possible? Even one letter might have the same svara, and you should say the same thing. So, Ella, the Gemara says, no. Shtei Osios Hainu Taima. Dilma Misrami Ben Shem Shalosh Osios. The issue is, if you have a name that's three letters long, Vehavile Ruba Dishma, right? And then, that could be Rove of the name that's missing, if you're missing two letters. But one letter can never be a Rove. And therefore, that's why there's the difference between two letters and one letter. Okay, fine. Amar of Papa, Pshitali, Seifel Milamala, Vekefel Milamata. What if up above it says Seifel? That was what the object, the type of cup that was hufkad from one person to the other person, and on the bottom it doesn't say Seifel, it says Kefel, right? A different, which means Rashbam, Talitod, Ruin the Kapel. Kapel means to fold. So on top it says a cup, and the bottom part it says a beged. So what is it? It's a different word, but it's off by one letter. Seifel and Kefel. Hakol Holech, Achara Tachton. You go by the Tachton, you go by the bottom, and you assume that it was Kefel, right? That's what you're allowed to assume, because as the Mishnah says, you go after the Tachton. But Boy Rav Papa, right? Oh, just by the way, is one worth more than the other one? The Rimi Gash here says, even if Kefel is worth more, if the Talis would be worth more. If you look at the Rambam, it sounds like because he thinks that that's the lesser amount. And again, it's not Moshe Mechaber Lavaraya, not Dafka Tachtum. But either way, the Rimi Gashir says, even to be Motzi more Mamun. But Boy Rav Papa, Rav Papa has the following suffix. Kafel Milamala, the Seifel Milamata Mai. What if it's the Seifel on the bottom? What's the issue? Michashinon Lizvuv Olo. Do we assume that a fly went onto the ink when it was still wet and sat on the ink? The ink in that spot is no longer there, and now that's empty. And then it wanted to sit on another spot, and line kind of like push the ink down, right? Can make a samach. You could erase the left side of a kuf be filled in and made it into a samach while the bottom part of the kuf was erased, or the opposite, right? What do we say in all these cases? Are we choshesh lizvuv? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara says teku. What exactly is the suffix? Says the Rashbam, mi chayshinon lizvuv shechiser ragla shel kuf. Do we assume that the zvuv took away the leg of the kuf? And now it says samach. Ubanami yom ameyalion. Do we say that? So the Gemara, the Rashbam says teku hamoz mechaber alav araya. The Rashbam continues and says though this is not a regular case of mamon hamuta b'suffik that we know is machlokas elsewhere between sumchis that we say yachloku. This is different. Different type of suffik. Because by the cases of mamon hamuta b'suffik, it's a suffik b'mitzius. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Meaning, you have the cow and the ox. Remember, one damaged the other. The ox killed the cow. You don't know if the cow gave birth before or after. The Hasam says the Rashbam in the last skinny line, Iker ha-maisa ein yadua lanu hechaya. We don't know what happened. Or, nafala baisa lav alima, as we had earlier. Hilkach, posel and bezin as adin yachloku. Then you say yachloku in that case. Aval, here, you're right, it's a question of what happened with the fly, but really it's a question of din. Are we choshesh that the fly did this or not? So really it's a halacha, it's sveika dedina. It's not a sveika suffik in mitzius. Aval kol makom she'olsa halacha b'teku, says the Rashbam, hol ve'ena dayanim yodin l'psokes adin, if it's a sveika dedina, ha'yushoskin v'amachzik yachzik ma'ashe b'yado. Sveika dedina, we say teiku, and therefore the muksa calls on to his money. The language of the Rashbam there, the achronim, notice. When we usually say teiku here and hamos mechaber l'varaya, so that's the din that we say. The Rashbam's lashon here sounds like, going back a few prakim, sounds like kol da'olam gvar. Sounds like that bezit is kind of removing themselves. That's the lashon. Hol ve'ena dayanim yodim l'psokas adin, ha'yushoskin, v'hamachzik yachzik ma'ashe b'yado. So is the Rashbam saying that that's the din that they give, muhsak, or is the Rashbam saying that it's more of a kol da'ol and gvar, nafkamina can be tfisa. Nafkamina can be tfisa, as has been discussed in the past, that is the Rav Elchanan Sa'ara here, that you might say that it could be a difference between whether it's a din of muhsak or whether it's a din of kol da'ol and gvar. Just two questions the Chashuki Chemed here has at the end of the daf, again, where things are missing. He has a case. A man comes from Hodu, comes from India, and he says, I'm a Jew. And he has a ksav ishur that he is a Jew. And it says that he's a Jew. The problem is, when it's all signed by the head of the kehillah in Hodu, and the ishur looks good, but at the end it says that he is a, instead of saying Yehudi, the first yud is left out, is rubbed out, or it's missing. And it just says, Hudi. So it doesn't say Yehudi. So, do you assume that, okay, it's missing the yud, it got rubbed out, you're choshesh lezvuv, right? Maybe the zvuv sat on this when it was still wet, right? Or do we say, no, this is Dafka, he's from Hodu, and maybe the Anshei HaKol were trying to tip off the people who are getting the shtar that he's lying, that he's from Hodu, he's not Yehudi. But he's just from Hodu, so that's what he says. He says it's a real Shiloh. The kol zek shemislacha yepatuach umi shehevi oto yochol lerot the kol mashikasibo. Avlam Rashi kilo shochu mislach chasum yeishlachsho shebakabano asukein kedei shelo yovou lahatir lagoi lavo bako. Well, I lo eslichu this pater mimenu elabofan zevet sarech iyun lamaisa. Right, just missing the yud. Right, so what do you do? That is one Shiloh that he has. Then he has the other Shiloh. Here, where again you have Shilas in Aksuba. There was a case of Aksuba where the woman's name was written differently. On the top of the Aksuba it says Kreindel, and on the bottom of Aksuba it says Srindel. I'm not never heard of that name, but Kreindel and Srindel again a Kuf and the Samach, like in our case. So he discusses. We assume Pashtus by Aksuba. It says it 10 times. We know who the Kala is. We know who the woman is. Again, a get has more serious issues when it comes than Aksuba. But he says, assumes in this case he does not think that there's a question of the kashrus of the shtar in that case. But again, it comes up when there are discrepancies in the shtaris. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Hahu. B'Hashem, the next stop will be put up from the last cycle, and B'Hashem Kuf Samach Zayin. And after that, we will continue as we get into the last week. Of last week plus of Get Pashut, the last week of Balbasra, the last week of Meseches Nezikin, as we've been doing for the last 3 Mesechtas. Okay, we'll stop here, B'Hashem. We will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, just to finish, but dedicated by the Blechner family, Brookline, Massachusetts, in memory of dear mother and mother-in-law, Kreindel Bat Meir, Ilse Goldschmidt on her 3rd yard site, Yudal Tammuz. She was a woman, a Eshes Chayla personified, Asos Bishpat V'Avas Chesed V'Asnei Leches Im Elokecha.